Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Stand as you are able. And as we continue to journey through these 50 days after Easter until Pentecost, we gather at the font to give thanks for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God by whose hand we are given new birth, by whose speaking we are given new life. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are welcomed, restored, and supported as citizens of the new creation. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. In mercy and might, you freed us from death and raised us with Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead. In baptismal waters, our old life is washed away, and in them we are born anew. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for waters that wash us clean, quench our thirst, and nurture both crops and creatures. Praise to you for the life-giving water of baptism, the outpouring of the Spirit of the new creation. Wash away our sin and all that separates us from you. Empower our witness to your resurrection. Strengthen our resolve in seeking justice for all. Satisfy the world's need through this living water. Where drought dries the earth, bring refreshment. Where despair prevails, grant hope. Where chaos reigns, bring peace. We ask this through Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children to go to Children's Church with Kelly and Calvin. Hi, sweet boy. Actually, today, do you want a children's sermon? Okay, all right, well, come on then. Change of plans. Okay, let me see here. Let me look at the psalm a minute and think of something. Okay, so one of the verses in the psalm that we're going to read in just a minute says, I called out to God with my mouth, and I praised the Lord with my tongue. How do we call out to God with our mouth and praise God with our tongue? Yes, we can praise God with our eyes and our nose and our mouth. One of the ways that we can praise God with our mouth is maybe by praying. Yes. What about singing? Can we praise God with our singing? Did Mom say we could praise God with our mouth with singing? Is that what Mom said? Well, what else do we do with our mouth? We talk, we can pray, we can sing. What else can we do with our mouth? We eat, yes. What about with our nose? What do we do with our nose? We do smell with our nose, and God created so many things that smell beautiful outside right now. I walked by a honeysuckle the other day, and it smelled beautiful. Well, because it has pollen? Yes, it does have pollen. Well, one of my favorite things that we do with our mouth, I think especially praises God, and you know what that is? Laughter. I think God loves it when we laugh, whether it's a little baby whose mommy or daddy is tickling it, or whether we're laughing at a joke or something we see. The other day I saw some squirrels chasing each other, and it was the funniest thing. I think that even our laughter praises God, that we find joy and we delight in the things that God has made and in each other. And so, yes, we certainly praise God with prayers and with singing praises, but there are other things that we do that praise God too. So the next time you laugh or you just get into a giggling fit and you can't stop laughing, I think even the sound of your laughter praises God. Will you pray with me? Okay, repeat after me. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Help us to praise you with our mouths when we pray, when we talk, when we sing, and when we laugh. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You may now follow Kelly and Calvin to Children's Church.
The psalm for today is Psalm 66. Bless our God, you peoples. Sound of praise be heard. Our God has kept among us the living. For you, O God, have tested us.
You have tried us just as silver is tried.
You brought us into the net.
You laid
You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water.
But you brought us out into a place of refreshment.
I will enter your house with burnt offerings.
And will pay you my vows.
Those that I promised with my lips.
And spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble.
I will offer you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of rams.
I will give you oxen.
Come and listen, all you who believe.
And I will tell you what God has done for me.
I called out to God with my mouth.
And praised the Lord with my tongue.
If I had cherished evil in my heart,
the Lord would not have heard me.
But in truth, God has heard me.
And has attended to the sound of my prayer.
Blessed be God who has not rejected my prayer.
Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and will reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my guilty pleasures is screen time. At the end of a busy day, I take great delight in sitting down on my couch and pulling out my phone. I play a daily Sudoku challenge. I've been going strong for over 3 years now, getting a trophy every single month. I look at the weekly Target ad to see if there's anything I need or don't need at Target. And then I open my Instagram app. I follow all sorts of accounts on Instagram. I follow a person who wrote one of my favorite cookbooks to see what recipes she's creating and to see what she's cooking these days. I follow a landscaper and a gardener because I'm trying to learn about plants and flowers, hoping to plant some of my own. And I also follow a woman named Miriam. Miriam shares what her daily life looks like as an Orthodox Jew. In my late teens and early 20s, I began to be fascinated with Jewish studies. I felt and still feel strongly that Christians should study and learn about Judaism, because we so often forget that Jesus was a faithful and devout Jew. And so it only made sense to my mind that if I really wanted to understand who Jesus was and who Jesus is and what he was saying and talking about, and then ultimately understand Christianity, that I needed to understand Judaism. I remained convinced that understanding Judaism, Jewish life and culture and how they understand the scriptures, helps me to be a more faithful follower of Jesus. And so this is one of the reasons I like to follow Miriam. She helps me think about these things. So she shares what her daily life is like as an Orthodox Jew, how her faith in God shapes who she is and what she does in the everyday, ordinary, mundane tasks of life. Recently, she answered a question that someone sent to her. They asked, "Doesn't God have bigger things to worry about instead of if you eat milk and meat together or if you eat something kosher or not?" And with a lot of grace, her answer was so thoughtful, and I think it really described God's heart and intentions in giving God's people the law. She said, quote, "Jews believe that God cares about everything. God cares about our thoughts and our actions. Even a single blade of grass, God cares about its existence. So when we follow God's laws, we uplift and love everything around us. And when we do, we bring more of God's love and goodness into the world." She went on to say that nothing is too small for God's concern. She said, "We don't follow the laws for fear of punishment or for the promise of an afterlife. We do them to love God and others here and now." Isn't that lovely? Well, I think that's what Jesus was trying to get at in today's gospel lesson. He said, "Those who have my commandments and keep them are those that love me." Because the truth is, at the heart of God's law, at the heart of the commandments, is God's love. Do you remember the lyric in O Holy Night? "His law is love, and his gospel is peace." I think that Christians sometimes have the tendency to misunderstand God's laws or commandments and why God even gave them in the first place. They aren't a list of do's or don'ts, and by the way, if you do them, you'll be rewarded, and if you don't, you'll be punished, or anything like that. No, God is love, and God's laws and commandments are a gift of love to all people and to all of creation. God gave the gift of the law so that every single human and every single thing that God ever created could flourish, so that every single thing could have life and have it abundantly, not someday, but here and now. But sadly, in our brokenness, we humans sometimes use God's law to incite fear in other people. If you do this, or if you don't do this, you're going to hell. Or maybe even sometimes we think of God more like a Santa Claus than the God of love. That if we're a good person, maybe then God will bless us with, you name it, material goods, power, health, the list goes on and on. Or maybe we sometimes think of God more like a vending machine, that if we put this in, if we do this good deed and this good deed, or if we just pray enough, maybe we'll pull the lever and God will give us what we think we need or what we want. But this isn't who God is at all. God is love. And God gave God's people the law and commandments with great love. Love for all people and for all created things. And not only did God give the law and commandments with love, but they themselves are the gift. They are the gift of God's love and mercy and grace. God never intended for us following the laws and commandments to be a punishment or an obligation. God has always desired to be in relationship, in intimate connection with God's people. And in that relationship, following God's commandments is to be done as a loving response for who God is and what God has done and what God is doing. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." A loving response. And Jesus summed up the law by saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." And just a few verses before what we read this morning, Jesus was sharing his last supper with his disciples, and he washed their feet, taking on the form of a servant, and he gave them the commandment to love one another as I have loved you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was asking his disciples, and he's asking us to embrace the love that he lived among them and let that be the goal for our own lives. And not love as some far-off concept or idea, but love as a verb, as the lived reality in Jesus Christ. We see the love that he revealed in his life, in his relationships, in his words, in his actions. That though he was God, he didn't exploit that power, but instead he emptied himself completely and became human so that he could live with us and be one among us. Jesus lived love not by building himself up or putting himself above others or before others. He didn't assert his own rights before the needs of others. Instead, he fed the hungry. He touched the lepers. He healed the sick. He loved mercy. He did justice. And he walked humbly with God. He spoke and acted toward all those on the margins with care and respect. He included the excluded. He lived love by serving others and by being compassionate and gracious and loving. And in great love for us and for all creation, Jesus continues to give us the command to love others as he loves us. To love God with all of who we are and all that we have, our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. And to love our neighbors as ourselves. Because as my friend Miriam reminds us, God cares about everything. God cares about our thoughts and our actions. Even a single blade of grass, God cares about its existence. We follow God's laws to uplift and love everything around us. And when we do, we bring more of God's love and goodness into the world. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, and in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection.
United in hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God, our faithful companion, you promised to never leave us and to send your Spirit to guide us in wisdom and truth. Send your people into the world to serve as mirrors that reflect and magnify your love. Risen Lord, in your mercy, our prayer. All the earth sings praises to you. Grant your care to the creatures, plants, and places that are suffering, and equip us to respond to their song. Make us agents of restoration and refreshment for all of your beloved creation. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you call all people of the world your children. Judge the nations justly. Show mercy to all who are oppressed, and speak truth to power through the prophets. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Nurturing Lord, you sent your Spirit to grant us peace. Make your presence known to those who feel abandoned or alone, and to all who are sick or grieving, especially Dean, the family of Gary McLean, Bill, Boyd, Scott, Paul and Carolina, the family of Walt Anderson, John, Mickey, Kent, Bobby and Jana, and our friends and family listed in the bulletin, or those we name aloud on our lips and silently in our hearts. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you hold us in your loving care. We pray for mothers and mother figures. Console all who long to be mothers, children estranged from their mothers, anyone grieving the death of a mother, and mothers who have lost a child. Support all for whom this day is difficult. Risen Lord, in your mercy, renewing God, you gather the saints at your heavenly banquet. We give you thanks for the care shown by us who have gone before us, especially Tempe Olmsted and Nelson Vaughn. Grant confidence and comfort for all awaiting the place you have prepared. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Pray. Generous God, in this meal you offer yourself, we give thanks for these gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us by singing. The body of Christ, and when we drink this cup, we share the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to your disciples. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host. We are Christ's guests, and Jesus welcomes you to come to eat and be nourished, to be fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome to come to receive communion. And all who do not wish to receive communion are still welcome to come forward and receive a blessing. We have gluten-free wafers available as well as grape juice in the center of these trays. And now the risen Christ invites us to this table. Come. Eat and be satisfied.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.